Dayton and Montgomery County are at the epicenter of the Miami Valley's and the nation's fierce opioid epidemic. WYSO reporters have covered the crisis over the last few years, and now we're excited to announce a new series we'll be bringing you this spring. It's called Your Voice Ohio. Your Voice Ohio is a grant-funded collaboration between WYSO and more than two dozen other radio, television, digital, and print news organizations. The idea is to help change the conversation around the opioid epidemic by putting more of an emphasis on solutions. The project was the brainchild of Pulitzer Prize-winning newspaper journalist Doug Oplinger. He's a 46-year veteran of the Akron Beacon Journal, and he joins me now. So, Doug, tell us more about how you got the idea for this project and what you're hoping to do.
I have to admit that this is an outgrowth of a lot of work that started back in 2012 when the Akron Beacon Journal was exploring the growing incivility in the country. We did that with the local faith community and university. And as we listened to people talk, they blamed the news media as the number one reason for the divisiveness in the country. And that stuck with me. And as we approached the 2016 election, we joined with several other news organizations to explore this idea and try to change the way we do our work, to lift the voices of the people in the state as opposed to being closely aligned with the politicians. So that created this Your Voice Ohio project. The project grew, and we decided that the opioid crisis is something that absolutely requires our attention and a change in the way we do business, because what we've been doing isn't helping solve this.
Well, as you know, many reporters around Dayton and the state, including here at WYSO, have been covering the opioid epidemic pretty closely. So can you tell us how this project will be different from some of the other storytelling we see every day on the radio and the television about the crisis?
You raise some great questions about the fact that we have been covering this aggressively for a number of years. And what's frustrating is that thousands of people die each year, 4,000 in Ohio, 1,000 in Southwest Ohio alone each year. Where is the public outcry in this? And as journalists, we live in these communities, and we're concerned that this is indicative of much more than overdoses or bad behavior. This is a medical issue. This is an issue that may have its roots in our economic crisis in Ohio. We've got to address this. And journalists are frustrated that people aren't joining in this conversation. So we're going to experiment. We're going to change the way that we do our work by sitting with people and exploring this idea with them, allowing them to watch us do our work, and most importantly, paying attention to what they need from us on a day-to-day basis so that they can find personal solutions and community solutions. Here is the key. We have been writing about crisis and gruesome stories for years. We are going to start writing about the hope that's out there, about people who are making a difference, and about people who are conquering this opioid dependency.
Events are a big component of this project. So what can we expect, and how can people in the community get involved?
One of the most exciting parts of this is that news organizations are setting aside their competitive instincts and sharing resources, sharing reporters and stories to provide better information more often. And we're going to co-sponsor community meetings where we're going to encourage everyone, whether or not you have some stake in this crisis, to come and allow us to hear your thinking. And from that, we will redesign our coverage. And our experience in the Youngstown-Warren area was that we came away pretty much surprised by the new things that we needed to be doing. So I would expect that if people come and share with us, they will see us react in new ways to what they said.
You've been listening to a conversation with Doug Opplinger from the Your Voice Ohio Project. To learn more about the project and find out how you can participate in some upcoming events, go to wyso.org.